Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
So yesterday morning, I told you my freezer broke. Just wasn't working anymore. Big puddle on the floor in my kitchen. The fridge is all fine. However, there is so much stuff in the freezer that needed to be eaten yesterday. So I did. Where were you?
Well, someone left without saying goodbye, so I didn't realise.
I said goodbye to you yesterday.
No, you didn't.
I did. Where were you?
Well, I was a combination of being very busy and not wanting to catch listeria.
Is that still on, listeria?
I think
still
so.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right, well, it went quite well.
Did it? Also, Joe Wiley sounded so keen.
Well,
at 10 o'clock.
Well, you say that. Did she show? No.
Did she not?
All of you failed.
Now you know what it's like.
Well, yeah.
Can I just finish what I was going to say? Because
yeah.
It makes it sound like because Joe Wiley was keen, I didn't want to go. What I was going to say was she sounded keen, and I assumed that she would get there before me and eat all the food.
Well, she was keen on the cod mornay.
Yes, exactly.
Which there's only one of them.
And
who's keen on cod mornay?
Joe Wiley.
There's
well.
All the things to be keen on.
So she didn't show. I saved the one cod mornay that there was in my freezer that was defrosting for her.
Well, that's just rude, isn't it?
Yeah.
So do you have to eat everything then?
Well, me and my flatmate, and I got a couple of other mates round, we finished off the mini pizzas.
Right.
That was fine. Do I look a bit bloated today?
Well, I was thinking the T-shirt does look a bit tight.
Yeah.
Did you have them between bread?
Should have gone
bread?
For a large.
Yeah.
Did you have them in bread? Remember loads of people yesterday were texting in going, the best way to eat mini pizzas is to put them within two slices of white bread.
No, just with ketchup.
Oh.
That is a large, isn't it?
Don't be rude.
That's his bulging muscles coming out of the arms, not the flab.
I have to say, after your 12th Aunt Bessie's Yorkshire pudding, you do start to feel a bit sick. They're a bit dry on their own.
Did you not do some gravy?
No.
You can't eat Yorkshire puddings. Just
these dry Yorkshires? That's me.
They had to be eaten.
Not pre-made as well.
Did you do them all in one? Did you
no.
have shots of Yorkshire?
I had to keep coming back to them with glasses of water in between.
It's not some eating competition.
Have you broken the world record for the most number
like
of Yorkshire puddings
eat,
in an afternoon?
Yeah. Did you, like, dunk them in the water like they do with the hamburger buns in those eating competitions?
No.
And then the sausages just go straight down.
How do you know this?
I love those eating competitions.
Have you been in them? Do you enter them?
No. They show them on, like, Eurosport.
They don't show
they
them
do.
On...
No,
they don't.
Before,
they don't
they
show
do.
Them on... Eurosport's a... They're serious sports channel.
ESPN, then.
No, ESPN's a serious...
No,
they show eating contests on ESPN.
They don't. ESPN.
They do.
No, they don't. They don't.
Satanta.
Now, maybe, yeah.
It's on one of them, anyway. And they basically get the bun and dunk it in the water, and then they just slide all the sausages down one after the other.
I've never seen that in my life.
It's really good.
That's on a sports channel.
Yeah.
Do you record them?
No, but it does require a lot of training. Don't underestimate it. You've got to do like 500 sit-ups a day to get a stomach big enough for that.
Well, no, I did none of that pre-training.
Well, that's why you had to stop at 12 Yorkshires then.
12 Yorkshires, two mini pizzas, two chicken Kievs though, I think you'll find.
Oh, that is good.
And then I was done. So thanks very much for helping me out, or not.
And next time you do it, tell Satanta to come round and film you, and that'll fill most of their programming.
I missed a trick there, I think. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Hello, it's Radio 1, if you're just waking up. Now it's time for a posh Radio 4 lady to read out the emails that you've been sending to us this week.
What does Chappers look like? I always imagine him looking like James May.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, here we go again.
What does Chappers look like?
Go on, get out of the way.
Doesn't look like James May.
Doesn't look like an old footballer.
No. He's a very handsome man.
Right, which one of you is going to say the bloke off MasterChef? Because this is where we always go with
what,
this.
John Turode?
Well, not the other one. I don't think I look like John Turode either, but there you go.
What do you think? What is it? How can we say?
I think he's lovely.
Mm.
He's just a normal-looking man, generic man.
Normal?
What's
that? Well...
I'll take normal. Why?
I wouldn't take that normal. That's like saying nice. It's just a nothing kind of compliment.
When you say I'm
a generic man.
Generic looking man, do you mean I just have everything that
I mean,
a man
like,
should
short
have?
Short hair and...
Eyes and stuff.
Yeah.
A mouth. That's what he
don't
looks
go
like.
Lower.
I won't, don't worry. Next.
Dear Scott, I think I may have the plot for Scott Mills the musical.
Okay, yes, we are welcoming plots all the time. Please feel free to send anything in, because at the moment it's a blank sheet of paper.
We open on a shadowy figure lurking downstage. This is our narrator, and though we don't realise who he is, he seems to have an amazing knowledge of Scott's life.
Amazing.
Slowly, through the medium of song and dance, a story is revealed of a man in search of the perfect tan. Scott's theme, Do I Not Like Orange, is a haunting ballad listing previous self-tanning experiences. And Brown as Gravy is a rousing anthemic treatise on the perfect skin pigmentation.
Well, this sounds like a good direction for it to go in. What do you think, Chops? Do we all get?
I didn't actually understand bits of that.
Do we all get more orange as the musical continues? Or just me?
Just you.
Interwoven with this searching theme is the love triangle that is Chappers, Scott's mum, and the posh lady off of Radio 4. Mm. Posh or Totty graphically demonstrates the state of mind of Chappers as he is torn between the two great loves of his life. Meanwhile, Becky has to decide between the Scott Mills show and another radio station, the mysterious owner of which has been making advances to our heroine. If You Only Knew and You're Mysterious, Should I Trust You are songs which will live with the audience long after the show has closed.
Wow. You've really thought about this. Thank you so much. God, you're such a player, Chappers.
I wasn't aware that I was in a love triangle with your mum and the posh
radio
4
lady. They're thinking the plots out loud.
Yeah.
Have you got another offer from a radio station and the boss is trying to pass you?
Not that I know of.
As the show reaches its climactic peak, Chappers learns from Scott's mum that Scott is one of non-identical twins, the other of which was mislaid at the maternity hospital. He discusses this with Becky, and they discover a horrific truth. They rush to the chestnut brown tanning salon, but are too late. The narrator, Scott's flatmate, has trapped Scott in a tanning booth and is revealing to the world the truth that Chappers and Becky have only recently discovered. He is Scott's non-identical twin, jealous of Scott's fame and success, who is now exacting a terrible revenge.
Wow, this is quite hard to follow.
My head's starting to hurt.
This is similar to when I went to see Angels and Demons the other night.
I thought it was sounding a bit more Scooby-Doo.
My head's starting to hurt. God, I have nightmares about that. That is my worst nightmare, being trapped in a tanning salon.
Oh, I thought that your flatmate was your twin.
That is also horrible.
Shove Your Scott Cam is a vitriolic diatribe of jealousy and hatred, which ends as the authorities storm the salon and free Scott from his irradiated tomb. Tanned to a crisp ends the show on a somewhat sombre note, which also rules out any sequel. I hope you like it. Love ya, Charles, off of that London.
Am I going to be like, hair sticking up and just like completely crisped?
I like the end. Tan to a crisp sounds a great finish.
Thanks, Charles. He sounds like he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
That's what we need, more people like that on board.
Okay, Scott, I've been thinking. Don't you agree that it's a bit odd that Chappers has a really cool nickname, with many variations, of course, Chopper, Chops and all the others, but you are just called Scott? Nice name and all that, but I think you need a new one. These are my favourites so far. Scotters, Millsink,
no.
Scrob,
no.
Scott Robert Mills.
No.
I have a lot more up my sleeve, so feel free to get in touch. Think about it. The new Scott Mills show with Millsink and Chappers. Amazing. Oh, and Becky needs one too. Badger? Beaky Jane? No, that one doesn't really work. I'll get back to you on that one. Loads of love, Kathy, XXX.
Why would you be called Badger?
I don't know, but I quite like that.
All right, Badge.
You could call me Badge if I could call you Scrob.
Scott Robert Mills?
Yeah.
I've never been a fan of the nickname.
Why is that?
Because at school I was called Mills on Wheels quite a lot. And since then I've not really enjoyed it very much. Also, I can't be doing with having a Y on the end of your name for no reason.
Right.
My name's Scott Mills. Don't call me Millsy or Scotty, because I don't like it.
Why do you have to do it in some kind of deep Cockney voice?
Because generally the people that call me that speak like that.
Yeah, but doesn't it show affection if somebody calls you Millsy?
I don't know.
Oh, all right.
When I lived in Manchester, people used to call me Millsy all the time.
I think they're just trying to be
Vernon
nice and
calls
affectionate.
You that, doesn't he?
Vernon does call me that, and I don't mind
does
it.
Does that
from
mean to say that you don't like Vernon?
I do like Vernon very much.
I think you should just be happy with your nickname, like me and Badger are.
Okay, I'll be Scrub. You can be Badger. You can be Chops. Same. Send me an email, anything you want to know, anything you want to get out there. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. And the Posh Radio 4 lady will read it out on Dear Scott.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Oh, I forgot as well. I did manage... I came back to it and I did have two crispy pancakes later on. The
oh,
minced beef
them
ones.
In ages.
Yeah. It's 5 to 7 on Radio 1. I'm Scott Mills. Yesterday I ate the pretty much entire contents of my freezer. Go me! Just because... it was broken and I needed to eat everything. Some people are saying you didn't need to eat everything, Scott. You could bin some. Well, that's wasting food and I don't agree with that. Do you, Becky?
No, Certainly not. Do I look like someone who agrees with wasting food? No.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
Sean.
Hi, Sean, where are you?
I'm from Burton.
Okay, but where are you now? Are you in some secret location? You can't tell me.
No, I'm on my way to Deeside, North Wales.
For work?
Yeah.
Okay, how can I help?
I'm going on about the Yorkshire puddings. You've got to eat cold ones with jam.
With jam?
That sounds good.
Yeah.
I suppose it is only batter, really, isn't it?
Yeah, well, traditionally, we go to my mum's on a Sunday dinner, and she always makes too many. So, Sunday afternoon, cold ones with jam.
And is that good, is it?
Oh, beautiful, mate, beautiful.
I've never heard that before.
Oh, you got to try it.
Loads of people are saying this on the
top. You can't be using the Aunt Bessie's rubbish, though. You've got to be homemade.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I think you'll find that the Aunt Bessie's I had yesterday were beautiful. I just ate 12.
But if you'd have had jam on them, you'd be even fatter today.
That's true. But it sounds nice. I'm not sure about sugar on them.
I think chocolate spread would be amazing.
No,
chocolate spread at any time of the day or night is just all sorts of wrong anyway.
Yeah, wrong.
I don't like... No. Never agree with that.
No.
Okay, I'll try the jam thing.
All right, cheers.
Probably not today.
No. You're a bit out.
Sunday afternoon, mate.
Okay, well, I might wait till then because it might just be a salad today, I think. Okay, have a good day. I love you.
All right, cheers, Scott. Love you too.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, it is day two of Best Guest Week. Remember, whoever out of the team books the best guest gets a weekend on the North French coast with my dad. Obviously, if I book the best guest, that's fine, because me and my dad do that quite a lot. Chappers, you up for it?
Yeah, definitely. I love Northern France.
There's a supermarché nearby. Not much else, to be honest. But
let me guess, a boulangerie?
Yeah, but it's closed like all the time.
Right.
So just the supermarché.
Good crepes.
Oh, really good crepes, actually.
Cafe.
Like I said, often closed, but yeah, there's a supermarket.
Right.
So you'll have a great time.
So it's lots of nights in with your dad.
Then. Yeah.
Okay.
And lots of, because he hasn't got a DVD player at the house. I know this is too much detail, let me stop.
Right.
But he's just got all my old videos that I used to have.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Now I'm starting to go off this.
He's got a VHS player. So you're going to have a whale of a time. Yeah. And it's whoever books the best guest this week. Yesterday, Becky booked Tim Minchin, funny man, played the piano, and got us our first song for Scott Mills the Musical. Today, the guest is booked by the one that doesn't speak. Please welcome, star of Britain's Got Talent, it's DJ Talent!
How's it going, Scott?
How are you?
Are you alright, my man? I'm cool.
Very good to see you today.
I've wrote a special script for you today, Scott. I've got a rap for you, mate.
Okay, good. Well, can we get onto that in a minute?
Okay, cool.
Now, we had a chat yesterday, because when I found out that the one that didn't speak had booked you, we had a chat because we were going to invite you on today, and I did it officially, and they filmed it for ITV2, didn't they?
I was pretty shocked, Scott, because Britain's Got More Talent was round my house yesterday. And, yeah, you phoned me, Scott. Scott Mills phoned me from Radio 1, the biggest radio station in the country, and I've got Scott Mills on the phone. How bizarre is that? I'm shocked.
It's very bizarre, because normally it doesn't ring anybody.
I was really, really shocked, Scott. Just out of the blue, Scott Mills calls me from Radio 1. I think this is amazing, you know? And what I love the most, Scott, is all the celebrities on Britain's Got More Talent was singing my chorus, you know, on the show. And
I did
you
that.
Were one of them, Scott. So,
yeah,
big respect to you for that one, mate.
If you aren't aware of DJ Talent's work, here he is from the show on ITV.
And do you think that the royal family, led by the Queen, would enjoy your performance?
I think the Queen would love my performance. I'd love to perform to the Queen. It'd be an honour.
Could we get on with the performance?
DJ Talent, let's roll the track! I say Britain, you say talent. Britain's got talent, it's the DJ Talent. I say Britain, you say talent. Britain's got talent, it's the DJ Talent.
They buzzed you off quite quick, didn't they? But then, it kind of caught on. And you even asked Kelly this.
And I'd like to say, Kelly, I'd like to take you out on a date sometime. Would you like dinner, Kelly Brook?
I'm going to speak on behalf of Kelly, yes.
OK. Kelly, I'll get you a nice salad and a bit of chicken.
He's not trying to treat the ladies this kid.
Take care, guys.
So have you taken her out yet?
I haven't taken Kelly out yet, but I'm still waiting on taking Kelly out for some chicken and salad, yep. Which would be lovely.
Yeah.
She's a very lovely, sweet girl, Kelly Brook. But you know what? I think Amanda Holden has got Britain's sexiest bottom. Amanda Holden's bottom is more sexier than Jennifer Lopez's bottom. It's amazing.
Wow. Really?
Round like a beautiful peach.
I've not seen her bottom.
Very nice.
Only her face.
So, big up Amanda Holden for Britain's Sexiest Bottom. It's DJ Talent.
Is she your favourite judge then?
I quite like her because she's in between. She's a strong character, but she's very opinionated, but she's positive, you know? That's what I like about her.
We want to know who your favourite
is. What's Simon like?
Simon, I like Simon very much. He's very honest, he's direct, but he says what he thinks, you know? Simon Cowell is a very high-profile man with very high standards, so you've got to respect what Simon's saying at the end of the day because he's a professional, you know?
Yeah.
Very similar to you, Scott.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Scott's a professional worker.
Yeah,
a big Radio 1 professional, isn't he?
Standards aren't quite as high, no. But...
Now, your life must have changed quite a lot since you've been on that show first time.
My life has changed drastically. I'm recognised everywhere I go now. A lot of places that I used to go to, I can't go to anymore because basically, you know, I'm too recognised and it's not safe. So I stick to the celebrity clubs, celebrity showbiz clubs in London, and go to a lot of charity events and stuff, you know.
Right. So you don't go to normal pubs anymore?
I don't tend to go to normal pubs anymore or out to normal places because my life could be at risk, you know, being kind of high-profiled now. So I've got to be safe, you know. I've got to look after myself. It's okay to go out during the day and go and stick it to showbiz clubs and also sort of get in the studio and start recording some music, you know.
I love it how you're forced to be a celebrity and go to celebrity bars. That's brilliant.
Yeah. It's fantastic. And you get lots of free bottles of champagne as well, which is really, really lovely. You're meeting lots of different types of people, like royalty and different people you meet.
Really?
You know?
What other celebrities are in those celebrity clubs?
Who have you met?
Who have I met? I've met Brian Harvey from E17. He's
Wicked.
A good friend of mine. Andy from True Steppers, who was in a band with Victoria Beckham.
Oh, yeah.
I went out with my friend... JKO Electrostat, he's my record producer, he makes my music. Who else have I worked with? A guy from the garage scene, MC Creed, who's an MC rapper.
From the garage?
From the garage scene, garage music was big back in the days.
Yeah.
I meet lots and lots of celebrities, and like in this industry you meet different walks of life, you meet multimillionaires, you meet all kinds of people, but it's very interesting, I like it, I think it makes life very interesting, you know?
Wow.
But Scott, do you want to hear my rap for you today?
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, go on. Let's do
I say Scott, you say Mills. I say Scott, you say Mills. Radio 1, Radio 1, DJ Talent coming at you.
Amazing. So, did you write that yesterday?
I wrote that yesterday. I've also got an intro for you.
Okay.
As we roll ITV2 crew, it's Britain's Got More Talent. It's DJ Talent live with Scott Mills. DJ Talent live on Radio 1, Britain's biggest radio station.
We'll have that. Thank you very much. Thank you. So, are you going to be back on the show again?
I'm hoping to be back on the show. Nothing's finalised yet, but I should know fairly soon. But it goes to the live show, so there's going to be a lot of interesting acts. But watch out for DJ Talent. I'm sure I'll be on very shortly.
OK. Can I have a close-up on your teeth, please? Look at them, chappers.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, I had my teeth done about 3 years ago, and I should have gone for that.
You got the porcelain...
Yeah, I got the veneers, but I didn't go for the... What are they? Exactly?
They're gold teeth. I've got 28 gold teeth.
The actual gold?
Gold teeth. I've had my gold teeth now since 2005, so about 4 years. They've changed my life drastically as well. I've been in a lot of major tabloid newspapers about my gold teeth and image. It's a trademark, you know.
Can I ask how much they are?
How much are my gold teeth?
How much is your mouth worth?
My mouth is probably worth about between £7,000 and £10,000. Here's a joke for you.
Okay.
People say my gold teeth and my image is more famous than Jordan Katie Price's image. Her cosmetic enhancements, my teeth are more well known.
Yeah, that's good, thank you. So what's next for DJ Talent?
What's next for DJ Talent? Well, I at some stage, I mean, I'm working on a record. I'd like to release a single, you know, and sort of get a single out there. But what I'm enjoying about the show is that I'm sort of touching the nation of all different ages. I'm touching elderly people, young people, and families. I love it when families come up to me in the street and say, DJ Talent, we want a picture with you. So lovely. And all these kids saying, please, DJ Talent, can I have your autograph? It's a pleasure. It's really, really nice. And I get a lot of emails from people saying to me, please send me a signed photograph. I've never had this before, but it's amazing.
Wow. So you're touching the old, the young, everybody.
That's it.
I'll tell you what we've done for you, which I think you might like. You know, at Radio 1, we have these DJ cards, which you can sign. Okay. And they have a picture of us on.
Okay.
And there's a little space where you can sign underneath for people, and some people ask
that would be fantastic.
We've created your own DJ Talent DJ card.
Radio. Oh, I love it. It's fantastic.
So if you would sign that for me.
Of course.
To me.
Of course.
That would be great. I'll give you a pen. There we are.
Thanks very much.
And also, I think you should say very much thanks to the one that doesn't speak. That's him there for booking you as a guest today.
Thank you very much for booking me as a guest. And it's a real pleasure to be on Radio 1, the United Kingdom's biggest radio station.
That's right.
It's an honour to be. I've always wanted to go on Radio 1. I've been a big fan of Radio 1 for many, many years. But to be here today is a real privilege, you know?
I've also got you some floss for the teeth.
Oh, fantastic.
Because it does look like there's something like to the left... That one there.
Okay.
There's just a little, I don't know, like cabbage or spinach or something. Have you eaten today?
Well, I had a bit of cereal today. And
it might
Chinese
be cereal.
Yesterday. A bit of seaweed last night, Scott.
Right, that's the seaweed then. Just top left there, that second one in. Thank you very much, DJ Talent, for coming in today. Can we have your rap once more, please?
I say Scott, you say Mills. I say Scott, you say Mills. Radio 1, Radio 1. DJ Talent, DJ Talent,
DJ Talent,
coming at you.
Oh, you spoiled the end, you're sorry.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Now, someone on the text says that maybe, thinking about Scott Mills, the musical, the Dolly Rockers could be the backing band.
Right.
Well, I mean, we could check their availability, but I'm not entirely sure that the French Lovies are actually able to play instruments.
I don't know. Who knows? The one that doesn't speak in a slightly stereotypical way has suggested they might all play the accordion.
Yeah.
Yeah, or that.
I think they might just be a vocal harmony group.
Yeah, I think so.
This is our new favourite French band, girl band. They're called the Dolly Rockers. And remember, this track is available now for free to download, thanks to us, because we brought them to your attention in the first place. If you just go to thedollyrockers.com, you can get it for free. Do you think it's dollyrockers.com or FR, since they are from France? I'm having it confirmed it is thedollyrockers.com to get this.
Voulez-vous.
Oh, he's doing that weird dance again.
Do you want your musical to have a French flavour?
I wouldn't mind. That's what I mean. This is the great thing. We've got so much time. We've got to the second week of August, which, as Tim Minchin said yesterday, is heaps of time. So we can do what we want. If we want it to have a French flavour, then a French flavour it will be. Yeah.
Quite classy. You could can-can with them.
They could give me an Eiffel. Radio
1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
And now it's time for some more of your emails on Dear Scott, read out by a posh lady off of Radio 4.
Hi, chappers. I'm trying to decide if I should go to our students' May ball next Friday. You and Dave are going to be there, apparently. Are you worth 30 quid? Caro, Essex.
God, I hope there's more people on the bill.
My answer would be no. I hope they get food and everything.
It's quite a lot, isn't it?
And a nice meal.
Is that your fee? 30 quid now?
And a split between two of us.
Well, yeah, fair enough. I suppose 15 each.
Do you know who else is on?
I have no idea. I don't even know where. Where is it?
Well, they said Essex.
Okay.
You don't even know, do you?
No, I've no idea where it is.
I'd say it's probably not worth buying a ticket
at the moment. I think it's near
Chelmsford. Chappers doesn't know if he's going or not.
God, you're so rock and roll.
No, I'm not. Is it Chelmsford? Chelmsford.
Chelmsford.
There you go.
I forgot what country I was in for a second there, dude.
No.
You're like a rock star.
Have you been hanging out with Brian Harvey again?
I think... We have been on the same bill as Brian Harvey. I think...
Me too, yeah.
Yeah. Butland?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think 30 quid's a bit steep if it's just me and him.
But if there's other people, I'd say it's well worth it.
Yeah.
The world tour is quite good.
Let's, well, I'm sure people will now text in. If you're going to that that ball in Essex, let us know if there's anyone else on the bill, and then we can decide whether it's worth 30 quid or not. Next!
Hi, Scott, Becky, Chappers, and the one who doesn't speak. I was just wondering how much tickets are likely to be for Scott Mills the Musical. And will it be as good as Diana the Musical? Because you have a lot to live up to, if so. Cheers, Liam.
Thanks, Liam. We don't know how much tickets will be for Scott Mills the Musical at the Edinburgh Festival at the moment.
It 30
won't be
quid?
No, it won't be a lot. We've just got to cover some... We've got to cover some costs. We're not going to make any money out of it, but obviously there will be some cost covering, but it won't be a lot. We'll let you know in due course. One thing I would say, though, please, and I know we say this about all tickets... Please do not buy them from touts, because you will pay way over the odds for them. Thank you. Next.
Hey, Scott. It's Andy, off of Blackpool. I couldn't help but notice the other day that the posh Radio 4 lady is moonlighting. OMG! I also heard her talking when I called Yorkshire Bank, and she told me to enter my sort code and whatnot. I think you should ring it and listen. Don't worry, it's not an angry ring, and you don't have to say bye if you don't want. Cheers.
Okay. You've given us the number. Apparently it is the posh Radio 4 lady moonlighting somewhere else. Let's have a listen. Go on, hang on. No?
That doesn't sound like her.
That's not her, no.
Maybe I forgot to... Hang on. I always have trouble with these phones. It's just the whole picking up and dialing a number thing I have an issue with.
Thank you for calling Yorkshire Bank.
Okay.
If you're registered for 24-hour telephone banking, please press 1. If you're not registered for 24-hour telephone banking, please press 2. If you're not currently a customer of Yorkshire Bank, please press 3.
It's just a Scottish lady. It doesn't sound anything like her.
That's not even close.
No. Well, we haven't pressed an option. She's going to get angry now.
I'm sorry. Your selection has not been recognised.
Ooh! Now that could
no.
have been her.
If you're registered for 24-hour telephone banking,
no.
please press 1.
But
if
that
you're
one...
not registered for 24-hour telephone banking, please press 2. If you're not currently a customer...
No, it's not.
No, it's
bank,
not.
Please press 3.
Really not.
Has the posh Radio 4 lady sent this email to herself in the hope of getting some extra voiceover work for herself?
Possibly, yeah, I think so.
I'm sorry, your selection has not been recognised.
No.
You see, I think that could be her. No. I could see why he got confused with that lady, but not the other lady.
Next.
Dear Scott, I was the musical director for Cinderella in Southampton this Christmas just gone, which meant I spent the festive period with Biggins. I don't think credentials get higher than that, do you?
You're right.
I also worked on a musical at the Edinburgh Festival a few years ago. Anyway, I'm here if you want any professional music advice. I think you're on the verge of making millions off this idea. You just need me to help gently push the project in the right direction. Ever yours, Andrew.
I'm really impressed with the calibre of people that are offering to help.
Is he suggesting that Biggins plays you?
God, I hope not.
I could... Could you see that?
Yes.
What about Biggins as the old me as we look into the future?
Yes, I could see that as well.
Quite fat, ruddy face. Looks like he's had a good life. Yeah? Maybe I'll ring him later.
Yeah, that'll go down well.
Yeah. Thank you so much for everybody that's offering their services for Scott Mills the Musical, whether you be an actor or an actress, director. We've had lighting people on. We've had people who have written musicals before offering their services. It's really good. We had this song come through today, the first one from our actual listeners. This is from Paul, who's obviously had some experience in writing songs for musicals before, because listen to this. You can imagine this. This is the kind of power ballad. I'm imagining Scott Mills being kind of elevated onto some kind of platform for this. Probably at the end of...
Did you just talk about yourself in the third person?
Probably at the... Oh, no, it's all going wrong now, isn't it?
I can see Scott Mills being...
elevated onto a platform, maybe just before
the
interval.
Pedestal of perfection above
before the
everyone
interval,
else.
Just at the end of part one. Here it is.
My days are long, the roads I walk, the cross I bear. It would be so wrong for me to come home to no one there. To an empty house, in an empty street, in an empty world where I'd live if it weren't for you and all you have to give. My Pinot Grigio staring up at me, my Pinot Grigio. How sweet a life can be. Nothing in the world compares to you, your actual class. I like you in my, love you in my, want you in my glass. My Pinot Grigio.
That's quite moving. Any other plot lines you got? Any other songs or whatever? Send them through to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk and we'll sort the wheat from the chaff.
Can Becky see Scott Mills being elevated?
Yeah. Only if he falls off, though, at the end.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, we've got another song for Scott Mills the Musical, which is happening for 3 nights at the Edinburgh Festival.
Right.
Now, the lyrics for this one have been sent in by another one of our listeners, Daniel from Exeter. Cheers for this, Dan. Dan's not done any music. He's just a lyricist, yeah?
Yeah.
But if you ever doubted that the one that doesn't speak doesn't have talent, did you ever doubt that?
Never doubted that.
No, me neither. Well, don't, because he has come up with this, right? He just had a little play around on the piano for a bit yesterday afternoon and used Daniel's words and put them to music. See, that's the thing. If you're sending stuff in for the musical, it doesn't have to be finished. Just send us what you've got, okay? And we can work with it.
We'll do the rest.
This one is called Chapper's Song.
Right.
And it's recorded by the one that doesn't speak through the voice changer. Lyrics by Dan in Exeter. Like I said, if you are eating now, you might want to stop for this. Here it is. It's Chapper's Song.
Me and Mrs. Mills, we got a thing going on. We got a thing going on. She may be the Scott's mom. When I'm being the plumber in our role-playing games, I said, I'll unblock your pipes. She says, cripes. And I just have to proclaim, Scott Mills' mom has got it going on, yeah. Scott Mills' mom has got it going on. Cause well, when he's doing his show, she's giving me a show of my own.
Can we not have that in the musical? Oh, it's distinctly uncomfortable for me, that.
Scott Mills. Radio 1. Podcast.
All right, then, let's do it. It's 8:21.
Oh, what's the kiddie?
Here's our daily guessing game quiz. Just tell me what happened next. Play along if you want. 81199.
Oh, what's the kiddie?
Let me know how you did. This is Oh, What's Occurring. The quiz, now so popular that it got mentioned in the first 10 seconds of last night's Coronation Street.
What's occurring, Gary?
Oh, shut up, Julie, I'm not in the mood.
Went down well, didn't it?
Eileen's not a fan.
Eileen's not the biggest fan.
What's occurring, Gary?
Oh, shut up, Julie, I'm not in the mood.
Right, here's your first situation today. Guess along.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Bear Grylls?
Yes. Oh, I had to look at him a lot yesterday through the glass in Joe Wiley's studio.
Yeah, a lot of girls were pretending to be busy in the live lounge yesterday just to try and come see him. He has some kind of effect on the ladies, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's lovely.
Why? Is that because he's a strong bloke?
I think he's, yeah.
Okay.
You were talking to him as well, weren't you?
Yeah, my flatmate's got a big man crush on him and he said he's the only man that he would.
Did you growl at him like you just did then?
No.
Right.
As we all know, Bear Grylls is a top survival expert. He is the person that you would definitely want to be stuck on a desert island with.
Yes, please.
Hey, Becky. Hey, yeah. Hey. But Bear Grylls, we know all that about him already. Something we don't know. Do you think he's got a lot of puff?
What?
Do you think he's got a lot of puff?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Right, we gave Bear Grylls 60 seconds and a whoopee cushion. My question to you, how many times would he blow up and fart the whoopee cushion in 60 seconds? Thanks to Joe Wiley for lending us Bear Grylls yesterday.
I thought you were going to thank him for the whoopee cushion.
Becky, how many times in a minute?
10.
Chappers.
Are you nervous or are you trying to recreate
trying
what...
To... Imitate
four. So you don't think
four?
He's got as much puff
he's
as
he's a survival expert. That's yeah. Rubbish puff.
I'm sorry.
Let's find out anyway.
Oh, what's the kidding?
So here's Bear Grylls, but has he got a lot of puff? Let's find out with the whoopee cushion test.
I'm ready for the check. It's one of these ones, I think it's going to be technique, this, isn't it? Yeah, okay. I'm normally quite good with breaking wind. Oh, God, that sounded terrible. That one was just wrong. Oh, my goodness, that's like too many goat testicles for breakfast. Oh. That was silent but deadly. That's more like it. Slightly running out of puff and wind. Hang on, where's it sing? You need to go and visit a hospital if that comes out. I'm just looking at a monitor of David Beckham playing football that's saying he's... Yeah, always nice to visit you guys. That was one visit I won't forget.
See? He won't forget the visit to Radio 1 where we gave him a whoopee cushion. Wow.
How many was that?
He's a survivor. A lot more than 10. So, Becky gets the point. Well done.
Oh! What's the kidding?
Bless him for doing that.
There's no end to his skills, is there? Because he was kind of... Everyone that came out, he likened it to a dish that he'd eaten or where it would, you know, that he might end up in hospital after one of them.
He's amazing. He can do anything. Next one. You know Carry On films?
Yeah.
There was one on the other day, actually. I've not seen one of these for ages. On in the afternoon. Carry On Cleo. I don't even notice this. Have you ever seen one, Carry On film?
I can't remember whether... I don't think I've actually ever sat through a whole Carry On film, but I've seen bits and pieces of virtually every Carry On film.
They're still on TV a lot, yeah. But they're off the 60s. One thing I noticed while watching this one was...
You used to queue up at the cinema when they were released.
Oh, shut up. One thing I noticed is they can be quite rude sometimes. And you could take some of the jokes in carry-on films the wrong way. Never noticed that before, no?
What, like innuendo?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Here's my question. How many of the saucy double entendres were there in Carry On Cleo, which was on the other afternoon on the telly?
How long's Carry On Cleo? About 90 minutes?
Yeah, I reckon.
How many double entendres? 1,340.
1,340. Oh, Becky?
92.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Ooh, here's all the innuendos in Carry On Cleo.
Ah, you recognised me.
I have seen your bust.
I wish I could say the same.
Her greatest ambition is to have a liaison with you.
Hang on, not in front of the wife.
That's it. Now, dip it in the ink.
Seneca, what are you doing?
I just take it in your hand. It won't bite.
Oh, well, what about Cleopatra? Is she mustard?
Well, I have heard a couple of stories.
Is there something I can do for you? Do you know, I feel I ought to give you something in return.
Not in front of all the handmaidens.
No, no, no.
He means at cock crow. What cock?
Evening, cock.
Thanks, cock.
Trying to do what with her?
Usurp her.
Sounds positively revolting.
Go on, girl, I'll let you play with my duck.
He looks a little one.
He looks a big one, if you ask me.
Agrippa and the others, with their swords out.
Oh, God!
Is there to be no sucker?
Yeah, there's always Hengist.
I have a poisonous asp.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
I usually have the blow wave.
Yes, well, I'm no good at that, sir.
Scrub? I could use a good scrubber.
Well, I wouldn't mind a little nibble, I must say.
What are you doing with your thing? Stop playing with your thing.
There we are. That was all the jokes that could be taken two ways from Carry On Cleo, which was on TV the other day. 19. So less than 1,340.
Only
chappers.
Just.
Yeah. Now, Pippa in the office found them. She's quite sweet and innocent, so she may have missed some, but she counted 19.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, next one. You know, if you, let's say, worked for a radio station in sport...
Yeah.
...and your mission, your job that day was to go and get David Beckham for an interview with me on this show.
Okay. Right?
But last minute, just as you're about to go on air, David Beckham walks off.
Right.
And you're...
He wouldn't do that.
Well, no, but you're there and you're like, okay, I had David Beckham. I'm about to speak to Scott Mills live on the radio. What do I do? Would you admit your mistake and maybe get fired, or would you find a random on the street and ask them to pretend to be David Beckham for the purposes of the interview? What would you do?
I'd try and persuade somebody to be David Beckham because you can be a bit of a tyrant.
I think you have to be honest, don't you?
Not with him when he's in one of his moods.
Don't get in moods. We sent Ian, who works in the office, out onto the streets yesterday. Here's my question to you. Would he manage to find somebody to be pretend David Beckham? He tells them, I'm supposed to be having David interview for a chap... David Beckham for an interview with a chap Scott Mills on Radio 1, but he's walked off. Will he help me? Will he pretend to be David Beckham? Did he get anybody or not?
No.
Becky?
Yes.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Ian from the office trying to find someone to pretend to be David Beckham for the interview.
I'm looking for David Beckham. Seriously, if I call Scott now, would you pretend to be David Beckham just for 2 minutes? Seriously, I'm getting in so much trouble. Yeah? Right, I'm going to call him now. Hello,
yes.
It's Ian. Hello, I'm good, I've got Bex here.
Hello?
Hello, right, I'm going to pass you through. Here he is.
Okay, thank you.
Bex, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, is that David?
Yeah.
Hi, David, how are you today?
I'm all right, thanks. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you very so much for talking to us. I know you're very busy today.
Yeah.
Doing the World Cup bid, aren't you?
Absolutely.
David, why is it so important, can I ask you, for us to get the World Cup here?
Because football's amazing and everyone should play it.
Right. So what's next for you, David?
FA Cup. Yeah, I'm gonna try and win it.
Okay. And what club will you be playing for?
Galaxy, isn't it? That's the ones.
Sorry, not Milan.
Well, maybe if they have me back. You know what I mean.
And how are Victoria and the kids?
They're all right. They're all right. They're behaving themselves. Yeah, they're all in check. They're all. Yeah.
I was going to say, the kids must be growing up now, aren't they?
They are, yeah. Quite quick.
How old are they now?
I'd say about 6 and 5-ish.
In case people don't know, what are their names?
Brooklyn and Romeo.
Okay. What about the other one?
Oh, the small one, yeah. Yeah.
Right. So what's your message to people that, you know, because I know you teach a lot of kids football, what's your message if people really do want to play?
Enjoy yourself and make sure you kick the ball hard.
Well, David, thank you very much for joining us on Radio 1 today.
No problem.
And
bye-bye.
Good luck with the World Cup bid. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, did find a fake David Beckham.
I couldn't work out in that interview who was happier to get the conversation off football, you or him.
How old are the kids now? 5-ish? A straight win today for Becky on Oh, What's Occurring? Let me know how you did on 8-1-1-9.
Ow!
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.